Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears. There is something on my arm, and it's really bugging me. I will have to... Good grief, these weird bumps. I have no idea what they are. All right, so let's see. Today we are celebrating 6 holidays. Incredible. I have yet to see a day... A Monday, I should say. I have yet to see a Monday where there are less than 3. It's interesting. Let's see. How many holidays were there yesterday? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yesterday was Harvey Milk Day? Weird. Okie dokie. Today, again, there are 6 holidays. Before I list them off, I actually want to talk a little bit about the radio show in case you are tuning in for the very first time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit. I broadcast 2 times a week, Mondays, 5:30 p.m. Central, and Fridays, 5 p.m. Central. What I do on Mondays is I talk about random topics and play music that will make you dance. And for a while there, I had no idea what random topics to bring up. So I decided to, I actually somehow found this website called checkiday.com, and it tells you what holidays are celebrated for every day of the year, which is pretty cool. So, and on Fridays, I read books that I have written over the past 11 and a half years. Yeah, it's 11 and a half years. Wow. It's been a long time. I've yet to publish a book. I have published a song, which is in a book that you can find, A Room of Golden Shells, I believe it's called. It's a book of people with disabilities, with mosaic, people with Down syndrome and mosaic Down syndrome, because I am one with mosaic Down syndrome. I actually had a lot of fun with that. Oh, I almost forgot. There was a contest I'm supposed to enter today. I'll do that after the show. I'm not going to worry about it now. anyways, so considering today is our Dancing Monday, I love our Dancing Mondays because I can always bring up whatever music I want. and there are days when I can actually find music that will help me support the holiday I choose. So let me go ahead and read off the 6 holidays that are happening today, and then I'll tell you which ones I am supporting. So the 6 holidays are Declaration of the Bab Day, International Day to End Obstetric Fistula, Lucky Penny Day, National Taffy Day, World Crohn's and Colitis Day, or colitis, I don't know how it's pronounced, and World Turtle Day. I have already seen an ad referencing World Turtle Day, and that was for the Ninja Turtles movie. So freaking weird. All right, so I am going to explain just a little bit of Declaration of the Bab Day. I acknowledge and recognize that there are a lot of religions going on in this world, but I do not, I try to keep an open mind. I am one to keep an open mind. I know there are a whole bunch of religions. I know there is no one religion that's above all. I mean, everyone has their own perspective, their own opinion about different holidays. To each her own. I am only explaining what Declaration of the Bab Day is, because I know it's quite religious. So let me look. I already have the website open, so let me look at it. It's Baha'is Around the World celebrates the 22nd May 1844 as the day of the declaration of the Bab, who was the forerunner of Baha'u'llah, I don't know how that's pronounced, the founder of the Baha'i faith. Baha'is view the Bab as a messenger of God who had a role that can be likened to John the Baptist, who told of the coming of Christ. In heralding the coming of the latest manifestation of God, Baha'u'llah, I still don't know how that's pronounced. I'm not even going to look it up. And not that I'm saying that I'm not. This is where I'm stopping, actually. I don't want to go into the deep history of it. I just want to tell you guys what it is. It's like some sort of religious holiday, I believe, for someone that it's not God, but it seems like it's someone who knows God personally. At least that's what I'm taking it as. I don't know if that's true or not. But that is the last of me talking about that, because I don't want to get too into detail about it. It's not my religion, so I don't know anything about it. Therefore, I'm not going to speak too much of it. I'll let those who actually know that holiday explain it better. we'll be able to explain it better. So you go ahead and find someone who celebrates Declaration of the Bab Day, and they'll be able to explain it to you. On the other hand, have no idea what that is. I did read a little bit from the website, and hopefully that helps you. If not, find someone who actually knows about Declaration of the Bab Day. All right, so International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. I did look this up earlier today, or last night, I think it was, and I didn't open up the website for right now, but what I remember is that obstetric fistula is a really serious injury that can happen during childbirth, and that is seriously tragic. I don't exactly know what it is, as far as where the injury. I kind of know where the injury is. Like I read about it last night. I don't really know during the childbirth it happens, but it's a serious injury, and it seems there is some sort of cure to, like, or not cure to heal the wound, to heal the injury, but as far as like the actual symptoms and side effects and all that, it's really tragic. There's also Lucky Penny Day, National Taffy Day, World Crohn's and Colitis Day. I'm not supporting Crohn's and Colitis Day, unfortunately. I probably should, but today I'm not in the mood of seriousness. I'm not in the mood of religions. I just want to be happy right now. So I think I'm going to support National Taffy Day and Lucky Penny Day. So that's cool. Lucky Penny Day, unfortunately, there's no origin for it. I've looked it up, and I could not find it at all. But let me explain what it is. Taken at face value, a penny doesn't buy you much, if anything. It used to. During your parents' and grandparents' days, a penny bought a lot of things, that I can tell you. Most notably, penny candy, got its name because a piece of candy cost a penny. At least it did back then. Ah, man, I would love to live in that time. Inflation year after year after year eroded the penny's value. There has even been some discussion as to whether to discontinue the penny. Yay! Please do! The penny still serves a very useful purpose. At least some of them are lucky pennies. Lucky pennies are found on the ground. Not all the pennies you find will be lucky, but it will only take one lucky penny used to scratch off the mega winner on a scratch-off ticket. Are you superstitious? I mean, because there's a lot of people who are superstitious, and I understand about superstitions and all that, but please, be careful, okay? Superstition has it that you should only pick up a penny that is lying face up, I don't know exactly what happens when it's face down, only that it's bad news. So here's some, there are a couple of different uses for pennies, though. A penny for your thoughts, to put your 2 cents in, a necessity for penny pinchers, yes, I said penny pinchers, a handy screwdriver when nothing else is available. Yep, that actually has helped me a couple times. Okay, and thoughts for your day, a penny for your thoughts. Nice. And let's see, World Turtle Day. The purpose of World Turtle Day, sponsored yearly in since 2000 by American Tortoise Rescue, is to bring attention to and increase knowledge of and respect for turtles and tortoises and encourage human action to help them survive and thrive. I actually found, I didn't actually look at the article, but I did find someone who, or I did see like a link to an article saying that there was a tortoise who had a serious injury. Like most of his shell was, like the back of his shell was completely broken off. Which is a dangerous thing to which is a dangerous sight. It's a really sad sight, actually. And so I don't exactly know the details of it, but the people who found that turtle, who found that tortoise, they were able to do a 3D print of a tortoise shell. Oh my gosh, it looks beautiful. You got to look that article up. It's incredible. All right, National Taffy Day. Ow, wow. Taffy, now, it's funny because everyone keeps talking about saltwater taffy and soft taffy. Really, with saltwater taffy, there is no actual salt water from the sea. It's just salt and water. And it's also mixed with habanero chili, minced fine, that can't be right, butter, glycerin, corn syrup, sugar, all that jazz. And, of course, soft taffy is powdered sugar, butter, sugar, corn syrup, salt, vinegar, vanilla extract, and whipping cream. Cool. Oh, there's old-fashioned vinegar taffy, salt water. Oh, that's the habanero salt water taffy. The regular salt water taffy is food coloring, sugar, corn starch, white corn syrup, water, butter, salt, and Lorraine flavoring. And there's also basic honey taffy. Ooh, that sounds really good, actually. That sounds really good. So the mixture of that is pulled and stretched and folded back over itself and then re-stretched again until it is fluffy. Saltwater taffy is actually the most common taffy, which originated in Atlantic City. It is called such because it originally contained a small amount of salt water in the mixture. Ew. The flavors of taffy are endless, really. Most common are fruit flavors, but we even have a recipe for they have a recipe for habanero salt water taffy. That's crazy. I would not eat that. But I am halfway into the show and I have not played a single song. So I'm going to go ahead and play a couple songs. These first two songs, actually most of these songs that I'm going to be playing are going to be religious because I haven't really figured out if I'm going to switch religions or not, but I was raised to have Christian beliefs. So here we go. I'm playing two songs from the film Prince of Egypt. I hope you like it. I love this particular song only because it's the Martin Clan. And I call it Martin Clan for a reason, because it's Steve Martin and Martin Short. Enjoy, everyone.
Hemsut, Ra, Nut,
God, I love that song. I love that song. Oh, my gosh. I will never ever stop liking that song. Oh man. I think one of the reasons I think I am biased when it comes to that song though. It's because Ralph Fiennes sings part of that song. I will not let your people go. Man, he's got a great voice. He needs to sing in more movies. He's a great actor, and he's a great singer. Sorry. Those playing with the big boys, Steve Martin and Martin Short, The Plagues, Ralph Fiennes, and Amik Bairam. Those two songs are in the film The Prince of Egypt. If you have not seen that movie, you have not lived. You need to go see it. I mean, it is a kid's, it's a kid's slash family film. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a great film. Do not doubt the skills. It's a great film, and it has Michelle Pfeiffer and I forgot what her name was. Sally something. I should know. I should know the singer of the other singer. It's not Whitney Houston. It's some other Sally Dworsky. That's who it was. Sally Dworsky. She's a really good singer too. All right, let's see. How much time do I have left, and how long is the next song? Okay. Oh, I have plenty of time. Let's see. I am actually trying to find weird. I know I made some tweets. I'm actually trying to find that site so that I can, I want to view the conversation here so I can find the link. There it is. Cool. Got the link. I'm going to be able to submit a novel. Awesome. So here is it. Enter a free grand novel contest. Win and get published. This is so cool. So what's the contest description and what's the terms? Submit your finished novel, 40,000 words or more. No fan fiction, no other limitations on genre. It's time for you to bring your manuscripts into the light and show it off to the world. We are looking for tomorrow's bestsellers. The grand novel contest winner is going to be determined by Inkit, which is the company, based on reader engagement. The winner of the Reader's Choice Award will be determined by the vote count. And here are the terms. By entering the contest, authors will retain all rights to their submitted work, which is probably not a good thing. That's a good thing. The contest winner will get a publishing offer with the following terms. The author receives 85% of net earnings if the license is sold to an A-list publisher, for example, Penguin Random House, Simon & Schuster, Macmillan, or HarperCollins. In case the A-list publishers don't pick it up, Inkit will publish the novel, and the author will receive 50% of Inkit's net earnings. Super awesome. I mean, it's not 85%, but at least it's something. Submission period is March 7th to June 7th, and voting period is March 7th to June 14th. So I have plenty of time to enter. So I'm looking forward to that. There are already people, there are already a whole bunch of people who are into, have submissions. Let's see how much time. Yeah, I have plenty of time. Wow, that's a lot of votes. That's a lot of votes. The number one book that's on the list so far, which is the most voted. Yeah, no, I have it on most voted. The number one is book that's been voted the most is called The Blacklist Conspiracy. Huh. The famous Iron Mountain had been robbed for the first time in history. The man who designed the vault is murdered, and a man who knows nothing about all these become the suspect. Get a tight grip. ... I'm probably not going to... That sounds interesting, but I'm not going to click on it. Just because I'm not going to vote for... Yeah, no. Whatever. And I can refer an author and win $1,000. Nice. I think I'd rather get myself published. So The Blacklist Conspiracy, that has 994 votes. I doubt I can get that much by the end of the contest. but at least I can try to get in third place, which the third place book right now has 486. Wow. Can you guys help me out with that? Wow, that's a lot of votes. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to win. I'm going to submit anyway. And I'm going to submit with my Facebook account. Go. Yeah. Oh, I don't have a cover photo. I need to figure out a cover photo. Oh, shoot. Well, I'm screwed on that. Oh, and I got to get going. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbits, everyone. I am saying goodbye with all of my heart by Zoe Girl. Bye, everyone.